The stories of flooding in the Midwest have been tragic and almost difficult to imagine. And it becomes even more incomprehensible when you hear on the news that the Arkansas River is overflowing its banks. That's right. The same Arkansas River that is non-existent in Dodge City was flooding everywhere in sight downstream. It doesn't seem possible, and it certainly doesn't seem fair. But water is somewhat mysterious, not to mention bullheaded. And it does what it wants, and it goes where it wills. And thinking about that mysterious nature of water that will flow in one place and not in another, we could ask, how is it then that two people can be baptized? Same water, same grace, and one is a committed disciple of Jesus, and the other will never even mention his name. Or two people who were both baptized, one who is full of love, and another that no one wants to be around. Just like a river that is inexplicably dry in one place and overflowing in another, so too, it just doesn't seem to fit that the same baptism would bear so much fruit in one person and so little in another. So what makes the difference? The temperature of the water, the size of the baptismal candle, the quality of the priest? No, the difference is remembering that baptism is the beginning, not the end. Yes, it takes away original sin, and in these children who we just welcomed, it will also wash away their actual sins. But the effects of original sin are still there. Suffering, death, ignorance, inclination to sin. The Catechism says it well in paragraph number 405. Even after baptism, it's still a spiritual battle. You know, I'm proud of every parent who has had their child baptized, and proud of these parents who are presenting their children for baptism. What a great gift for you and for them. But don't be fooled into thinking that that's it. Well, we went to two preparation classes and grandma's happy, and so we did our duty. But there are too many examples of people who were flooded with grace at their baptism, but later did not know Jesus or did not love others. That's what all the other sacraments are for. That's what prayer is for. That's what the scriptures, and that's what this parish community is for. To help fight that spiritual battle. So that the grace that floods the soul at baptism does not go dry downstream.